another heartbreak day. Feels like you're miles away. Don't even need no shade when your sun don't shine. Get you through this. Hold on, hold on. These are the promises I never will forget. I never will forget. So hold on, hold on. The Lord ain't finished yet. Hold on, hold on. He'll get you through this. Hold on, hold on. These are the promises I never will forget. I never will forget. I know your heart been broke again. I know your prayers ain't been answered yet. But it ain't over yet. It ain't over yet.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. As you can tell, Reveille didn't go off as it was supposed to, and somebody didn't get out of the rack in time. I apologize for being late. This is Shalayak Scribe. You are listening to Praise, Prayer, Decree, and Declare on Love for Truth Radio. We welcome everybody to a morning of hearing from our own voices the berachot that Yah pours out on us, for us, to prosper us. We do this so that we can be assured of the training that tells us if we put Him in as He pours out in our voice. We hear the good news first. And hearing comes from the word of Yah. I got that verse all wrong, but you know what I mean. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. So we have to have faith in what we say. We have to believe in what comes out of our mouth. And if it's about Him, And if it's about him, there is no reason why we shouldn't have faith if we hear it in our voice as opposed to hearing it in somebody else's voice. So it's really an excellent idea. Yeshua practiced it. He rose up early. He prayed to the Father. And it probably wasn't this mealy-mouthed, almost chanting type thing that so many of us have grew up understanding prayer to be. It wasn't that. I mean, you've got Elohim Yahweh and Yeshua conversing in various places. We actually have evidence of one where Abba Yah responded back. Interestingly enough, not to Yeshua, but to the disciples. When they were on top of the mountain, he shut them down and he says, "This is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. Hear you him." When the question was posed, do we make temples here? So, hallelujah. Again, my apologies for being tardy. Yami, can we ask you to come in and pray, open the line, pray clear, and then we will get rolling. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Or actually, if you just want to come in with your, after you pray, if you just want to come in with your teaching right away.
Hallelujah. So, Father, first of all, we do enter your gates. We come, Father, before you, recognizing you are our Creator, acknowledging that we were created with purpose. Acknowledging that who we are was what you intended to be. And we seem, Father, to need to reflect in your word because we forget who we are. And we thank you giving us words that is the light unto our path and the lamp unto our feet, so that we recognize when there's a stumbling block or there's something in the path that's in the way that could cause us to stumble, and that we take the time to remove that stumbling block rather than go ahead and stumble or jump over it and just left there for the availability of another stumble. So, Father, have your will in our life this day, for we are yours and you have fearfully and wonderfully made us. And Father, we need to understand how to be children pleasing to you. And that is by studying and knowing and establishing in our hearts your ways, your Torah, because those instructions will not let us go astray. And if we do, you will cause us to not be content until we get back into the place we belong. Father, this morning let there be accomplished what you want. What ear is there listening and what are the needs of those ears, that your truth may bring life and may take where someone is of us is in darkness and bring us your marvelous light. So, Father, I pray, let us not be ashamed and let not the enemy triumph over us. And let us be doers of your Torah. Let us be children that understand your love towards us. And let us experience all the attributes, all the directions your love takes us, high steps, breast length, and width, and all the areas that of life that love is to abound. So be it. So let us be a letter, an example of your love towards all mankind. And let us add to our knowledge daily. And let us please you. For you are the, we were created for your pleasure. Hallelujah. So take over Ruach today and minister according to your plan. This morning, truly Yahweh is on my mind. And I've been troubled by a character defect, I guess you would call it. And I was searching in the Word to find what scriptures I can stand on to be that overcomer. And the main one that Yah gave to me is my flesh is weak. And if I operate in it, it will lead me astray. And I'm talking about just simply using my mouth and to be cautious in what I say. And in the things that he gives me to address in public or one on one, you know, in a crowd, in wherever, that if I'm letting my flesh out, I'm going to be embarrassed. And I will have to understand how to deal with that embarrassment. And what am I supposed to do that will correct my own feeling about myself, that low self-esteem that comes when we see ourselves stumble and know that we don't want to show that part of us. But when we're quick to speak or quick to action, we may just expose something about us that needs to be dealt with that is not from Yahweh, but it is from our experience in this flesh and our wanting to be looked upon in a pleasant way, in a way that we feel we're the king of the mountain, that we are doing it all right. And that's the type of pride. And so the Word tells me that pride will cause me to sin. Pride will cause me to do wrong actions. So he makes it so simple. When I get to these points, what I need to do is simply humble myself. And he said the truth will set me free. So in stopping trying to cover my own butt, I can simply talk the truth, admit my wrong, and apply the fact that if I ask forgiveness, forgiveness is given to me. And then I can turn my will over, turn my mind over, and follow the instructions. And through his love for me, I and each one of us, when we go through this kind of thing, can accept the gift of love Yah has for us in allowing us to overcome and have that place that is proper established in our heart, so we can stand corrected in Yah. Because when I looked at the scripture that says, though our sins be red like crimson, he'll make them like wool. And I thought, red is an outstanding color, and it's a noticeable color. And when we see the color red, we give attention to it. And so if we talk with him, he will, yes, let us look at that way we went that was incorrect. And then he'll make it white as wool, and he don't leave us in the darkness and in the red, but he brings us to the right way to have a good life, to be in the right place with him. And he said he causes us to have peace with him and with man, and favor both places too. So he sure does deal with us with love and causes a good change to happen. So I pray today that we all are ever ready, when we see we're in the red, to talk with you, to look in your word, to talk with another brother or sister in him, and to overcome. And when it happens again, to always have that heart of thanksgiving at that something we've overcome. And when we see another in him operate in the flesh for a minute, we too can forgive him and understand that his ways are higher than that. And we can leave the red and go into the purity of truth. And I'll pass with that. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Yami. Appreciate that. That was a good word. That was timely. So, Marissa, are you ready to come forward with your praise, prayers, decrees, and declares? Marissa, are you there? Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apparently, Marissa is sleeping. They probably drove through the night, which is completely understandable. So I will take this opportunity to get into mine. And this morning, I am thankful that Yah woke me up again. He gave me another day. I'm thankful for the fact that I've got a phone that works and a computer that works, that I can be a part of an online mishpacha, online and offline. I'm thankful that Yah hasn't given up on me yet. I'm thankful that Corey was able to get his new bed and mattress out of the back of the vehicle so that Kim could have the back end of her car back. I'm thankful for the education that Yah is giving me in preparation of these calls, both the AM and the PM call. I am thankful that Yah's forgiveness is still available. And I'm thankful that Yah is good all the time. I'm thankful for the fact that he calls me out. I'm thankful for so many things. I just decree and declare right now that I will be redoubling my efforts to make sure I am in bed no later than 12 midnight, that my alarm is set, that I can be up by 4. I decree and declare that I am able to accomplish the things that I put my heart to. I decree and declare that I am an overcomer. I am an oracle of Yah. I decree and declare that I am His. I decree and declare that there is nothing that is going to stop me from accomplishing the things that I know I need to and should be doing and want to be doing as it builds the kingdom, as it builds myself, as it builds my businesses, as it builds the mishpacha. I decree and declare that I will find the motivation to do everything I need to do when it needs to be done, so that I don't have to experience shame anymore. In Yeshua, I am purposeful. In Yeshua, I am an overcomer. In Yeshua, I am determined. I am a friend and brother in set apart good standing. I am anointed. I am Kodesh. I am saved. I am forgiven. I am a warrior. And I am His. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Gonna give one more quick call out, shout out to Marissa to see if she is online. Otherwise, we are going to go into our 27 minutes of sacred meditation, and then we will move on from there.
Yeah.
Oh, Marissa is there. Good morning, Marissa.
I was awake just half asleep, but my leg was falling asleep. And the truck is hard to find a comfortable place to lay in the back of the lay flat. It's hard to do that. But I want to say good morning. I'm sleepy, so I don't really want to share. But I'm here. Hallelujah.
All right. We will go to our 27 minutes of meditation, and then we will come back and we'll start with this one. Hallelujah.
Power, you're the glory forever. Amen. Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yah, in the name of Yeshua, we come before you. We just thank you as you draw us out of this period of meditation. Abba, we ask that we hear and obey and walk in the commands that we've heard, in the instructions that you've provided. Abba, you are good, and you are Kodesh, you are right. Yah, we love you, and we give you all praise, honor, and esteem as we go through this day today. We want you to be our focus. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah. And Yamin. Good morning, Shalaya Sand. You want to get in here and introduce yourself and give your praise, prayers, decrees, and declares before I get into the wealth of wisdom? I apologize for being late.
No apology necessary to me, because I was late as well, just starting their day with meditation, because I don't know what happened before that, so I apologize. I am grateful to have to be up this morning and have a beautiful sunrise coming up here at South Mountain Village, and for a good night's rest. And I hope that everyone on the line too had a good night's rest. And I am grateful for, I just want to praise Yah for everything that He's doing in each of our lives, as He's preparing us for our kingdom work and our kingdom destiny. Every moment pressing us toward, as we press on toward the prize, He's pressing us toward our callings and our lives. And I thank Him, and I'm grateful for the Word and all the different, I guess I'm not really grateful for all the different versions, but I'm grateful that as we dig deeper, we are discovering a deeper truth the more and more that we study, and the better texts that we find and come across that avoid paganism and avoid mistranslating. So I'm grateful for that, because we want to be as pure as possible in our studies and in our understanding of Him. And today I just have a number of people on my heart that I know I woke up with, and one is my aunt and uncle from Bondiwell, Wisconsin. And they were very much affected by COVID in a way that it isolated them further. And from what I understand, they haven't visited or been visited by family members since. And they just isolated themselves. And my uncle is a bit of a philosopher. And I just, they're on my heart. And I just want to lift them up. And I pray that they, with all the study and all the knowledge that they have, that they would come into the knowledge of Yeshua HaMashiach. And I pray for their salvation. Hallelujah. And I don't know where they're at, but I certainly don't believe they're on this path. But maybe they are. And if they are, hallelujah. I pray that they are. And to lift up Kenny and Patty today. She's going in for her MRI results. And I know that's been anxious on her heart for the last 2 weeks since she's had her tests, and I just pray that the miracle power of X39 has made improvements and that there will be a good report today, and they'll discover that things were getting better and not declining for her. They're a beautiful couple, and I just pray that she can do more so that her husband is free and available to do other things. He's been very dedicated to her, and I guess that that Ruach Baruch Hem for his dedication, for his commitment in sickness and in health toward her and for her. It is a beautiful thing and very sweet to see, but also very sad in a way that she's so dependent on him in so many ways. But the love is so beautiful, and I thank you for the example of their love. And so I just wanted to agree this day that, we will all be open to your Ruach, that we will have signs, wonders, and miracles, that we will walk by faith in a mighty way, that we will see things overflowing, not half empty or half full, but overflowing. And I decree and declare that I will take every thought captive into the obedience of Yeshua HaMashiach. And I decree and declare that only positive, encouraging words will come from my lips, that I will only have positive and encouraging thoughts in my head toward myself and toward others, and that if challenges come, I will seek the Father and act in a manner that is comely of my Savior. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Sam. Appreciate it. All right. Well, if everybody would be willing to turn in whatever version of the instructions they've got in front of them to Proverbs 18, we're going to be looking at verses 10 through 16. And just in case anybody out there is wondering that might be new to the program, if you're wondering what version of the scripture we use, one of the many ones that we use that we found to be an excellent source coming from the ancient Aramaic and the Hebrew is the Hebraic Roots Bible. And if it seems like I'm stalling for time, actually, that would not be a bad guess, because I am trying to get to the proper website. Actually, all I would probably have to do is this, because it might actually be saved in my memory. No, it's not going to be saved in my memory. Never mind. This is one of those things that I know I should... Whoops, I just went past what I did for today. So anyhow, we actually work with the producers of the Hebraic Roots Bible, and it is an excellent resource, very solid in its translation and transliteration practice. And I'm about to stop stalling for time, because I'm not going to find what I need. But I think if you go to loveforTruth.com loveforTruth.org.com. I'm sorry, I am messing this all up, but that's to be expected. It is typical of my day, but it's getting better. You know what? If you go to www.coyhwh.org, there is a link where you can download it for free and get it on your computer. So with that, let's just get into Proverbs so I can kind of try to end my suffering here. The name of Yahweh is a tower of strength. The righteous run into it, and it is set on high. The rich man's wealth is a strong city, and as high a wall, and as a high wall, it is imagination. Before shattering, a man's heart is haughty, but humility goes before honor. If one turns back a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him. The spirit of a man will endure his sickness, but who can endure a wounded spirit? The heart of the prudent gets knowledge, and the heart of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. Hallelujah. Yami, are you available to... Actually, Yami's not available. So I'm going to ask San if she'd be willing to pray over the reading, hearing, and obeying of this word as it comes out.
Hallelujah, yes. We are grateful for your word, Yahweh. We thank you that you have given us this instruction. And we thank you that your Ruach has moved and worked through Scribe today as he brings forth the message, as you have given him knowledge and understanding and the ability to share this message with us in wisdom. And I just pray that the ears that it falls upon will also be able to have that same understanding, that your Ruach moves upon each one of us as we receive the word. We pray against and we ask that there be no distraction, no deceiver distracting us, interrupting us, putting us in a place where we can't hear the word, but that our ears would be open by the Ruach and that no deceiver can come in and try to mess with the communication during this segment, during this teaching, during this wealth of wisdom that is being shared with us today. In Yeshua's name, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. That's Sam. All right, let's look at this. Let's break this down. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. Notice that it says the name of Yahweh is a strong tower and not a generic, bland title. Not an assumed shift stroke G typewritten. Very, very incomplete exclamation of something that makes him easier to fit into our little box. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is set on high. You almost get the image. You almost get the image of those wanting to be righteous clamoring for a relatively narrow door. And once they're inside that strong tower, they start climbing the stairs. And they keep climbing, and they keep climbing, and they keep climbing. And it's actually a lighthouse. The name of Yahweh is a tower of strength. The righteous run into it and is set on high. Most people know enough not to attack a lighthouse. Because sooner or later, they're going to have to use it again. It's going to be required. If they're adrift at sea, and don't kid yourself, if you don't have a relationship with Yahweh and His Son Yeshua in your life right now, you are adrift in a sea, in a turbulent sea of unrighteousness, of wickedness, of evil. And you need that strong tower because the waves aren't going to stop. And as the waves batter that lighthouse, that strong tower of strength is not going anywhere. We here on this line have been fortunate enough to hear the invitation to locate the tower, to have made the journey to the tower, and to start the climb. We are inside, and it's a big tower. Don't kid yourself. It's a big tower. The stairs might be narrow. They might be steep. But with the right heart and the right attitude and the right ear, we can make the climb. This is not a Tower of Babel situation. Nobody's trying to overthrow Elohim here. If anything, we're trying to overthrow ourselves that we have sat on a throne above everything else. The rich man's wealth is his strong city and as a high wall in his imagination. And again, this verse is not a confession or an accusation against wealth. But it is a warning against how much emphasis and authority and trust you put in that wealth if you do not acknowledge where it comes from. Abiyah says he gave us the strength to create wealth. And if you were able to become rich because of the strength that he gave you, fantastic. That's awesome. Kudos to you. Go do more. But don't place more importance on that wealth than you do on Yahweh, than you do on your neighbor, than you do on doing His will with the wealth you've accumulated, because He can take it away. And that's the part behind the comma. And as a high wall in His imagination, if you are wealthy and all you see is that wall, and you can't see the source of that wealth sitting in front of it, then your imagination is evil. Then your imagination is flawed. You should be imagining, envisioning, dreaming about all the good that you can do for those around you. I've heard it said many times by Jerry Meadows. I believe it was Jerry Meadows. It's one thing to have wealth. Okay, somebody needs to be muted. Give me 1 second here. Not sure where the noise was coming from. So I'm going to mute that one, that one, that one, and that one just for now. We'll come back to the rest of it in a minute. All right. So the rich man's wealth is a strong city and as a high wall in his imagination. Nothing Yah has given you the ability to create should take a higher place of importance in your life than him. Before shattering, a man's heart is haughty. But humility goes before honor. Before shattering a man's heart, you're not gonna shatter something that is not hard. Have you ever tried shattering a banana? It doesn't really work. I'm be willing to bet that I probably got a bunch of smiles on that one. Okay? You're not gonna shatter a banana. If we allow our thinking to get haughty, if we harden our heart towards the things of Elohim, even just a little, it's going to take more of an impact to get us back to a place of malleableness. But humility goes before honor. If you're humble enough to continue being a student, to continue learning, to admit to yourself that you don't know everything, that you can still learn, that maybe you don't have it all together. If you're willing to confess that, if you're willing to walk in that humility, Yah will honor that. If one turns back a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him. In other words, don't be too quick to shut down something that at first hearing doesn't sound comfortable, doesn't sound like something you want to hear. Don't rebuke it. Don't verbally shut it down. Don't harden your heart to it. Because it might be something you need to hear. It might be something that Yah is bringing through somebody else, whether you appreciate the person or not, that he really wants you to hear. And if you don't want to hear it, you're hardening your heart. And we've already just covered that in verse 12. Somebody says you got a tail, sooner or later you got to turn around and look at it. Or let's see if it's true. The spirit of a man will endure his sickness. But who can bear a wounded spirit? Most people in their youth or relative youth will overcome illness without an issue. Physical illness. Yeah. It could be a struggle. There are varying degrees. Obviously, in a lot of this stuff, there's varying degrees of, what's the sickness? And all the rest is, we can read that all into it. But we know that Yah is there. We know that Yah is there. He wants us to continue. He does not desire ill for any of us. But if you refuse to take care of your spirit by engaging with the Ruach, sooner or later, that spirit that animates you, that soul that's within you, is going to become so hardened and so wounded that you just give up. There has never been a better idea than to get with Yah, to get with our Creator, to get with the one who animated us on a daily basis and have a relationship with Him and pray in sincerity and strength and confidence so that we can be built up and strengthened so that Yah becomes our backbone. So we know that we're standing in that strong tower. So we know that we're climbing. So that we know that we can look out over and above all the troubles, regardless of how big the waves are that are crashing below us. It doesn't matter, so long as we're in Yah, because He is our shield and our buckler. He is our strength and our protection. The heart of the prudent gets knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. Now, Solomon, I believe, used the term heart here. He says the heart of the prudent gets knowledge. The heart of the prudent is going to drive deeper. It's going to push himself more because they understand the value contained in knowledge. Not just any knowledge. Not just any knowledge. Okay, we're not talking lesbian dance theory here. Okay, we are talking a functional, operational mindset and continuing, ongoing acquisition of knowledge that builds up our tactical storehouse so that when we are engaged in matters of the heart that want to tear us down, that want to get us depressed, that want to cause us to walk away and reject everything we know is right, once we get the knowledge and we hear the knowledge and we seek it consistently, those cries of the flesh to abandon everything we know are going to begin to become quieter and quieter and quieter until they're gone. The adversary is still going to be there. He's still going to try getting in. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's ever going to completely abandon us. But he becomes easier to identify. He becomes easier to silence. He's not allowed in the strong tower. Verse 16, as I wrap up, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. If Solomon, the wisest man in the world, some thousand years ago, had the audacity and the confidence to put in one of his books something as simple but as potent as this, shouldn't we have the equally unmitigated audacity to figure out what that gift is? Maybe it's not just one gift. Maybe there's several. Maybe there's more gifts available to us that we haven't tapped in yet or haven't tapped into yet. But in the pursuit of that gift, the heart becomes prudent. The heart gathers knowledge. The ears of the wise begin to bend towards that source of knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. Okay, what does that actually mean? How else can that be interpreted, for lack of a better word? If you discover what your gift is and you walk in it successfully and you're obedient and you live a life according to Yah's instructions, and you become good at what feels right, it feels not right, not right, what, and you become good at what comes naturally to you, whether it's furniture making or pottery or whatever or what have you. Okay, if it's righteous and you engage in it and you get better at it, in matters of character, in matters of quality, in matters of, you know, all the things that make a good person, a decent person to want to be with or be around. As you refine them, Abiyah is going to increase your station. He is going to expose you to more people, because he's exposing his message in you to more people because of that gift, whether it's teaching, whether it's construction, whether it's making something, whatever it is. Solomon doesn't specify here. But let's face it, you don't find many Van Goghs at Goodwill. Abiyah is in the habit of making masterpieces. Abiyah is in the habit of elevating men and women to places that exalt him, that draw more attention to him. Because Yah knows that in larger venues, as it happens, more people are going to be drawn. And the opportunity to hear a true and a right word is going to manifest itself. Hallelujah. Abiyah, in the name of Yeshua, we just thank you for your word today. We thank you for Solomon. We thank you for the wisdom that you placed in him. And Abba, we just pray that each one of these seeds is planted deep, and gets the nourishment and the rain that it needs to grow up in the life, in the lives that have heard it on the line today and that will hear it as a pre-record, so that this word can bear fruit in their lives, so that we would differentiate and discern between the two, that we would discern the right and reject the wrong. And yeah, that you would receive all the kavod and all the esteem, because you are the one that causes the growth. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, and yeah, amen. Well, We will be right back after this. And we'll talk again. hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thanks for joining us for Wealth of Wisdom. I'm going to see if Schlack Rock is on the line. It looks like he might be, but he normally pops up two or three times. My brother from another mother, are you there? Actually, I ran a little long considering what transpired. So I think we could probably just say, Yah Baruch, we will talk to you all at 9:07 this evening on Love Live Ruach Reality Radio's RIP 2.0 Ruach Reflections. That call starts at 9:07 Central, 10:07 Eastern, and 7:07 Pacific. Until then, Yah Baruch. Go be persuasive. Let Yah walk through you. Let Yah be you. And know that you're loved. Hallelujah. This is Scribe. We are out.